Australian Bible Church, Presbyterian Church, concentrating on Christ without compromise and on the Bible, the book, and the person. Without qualification. Today, Philippians, the heading, and the incomparable problem and the incomparable solution. First of all, let's look at the text, the major text we have in mind. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. Let this be your thought. This the atmosphere. Make yourself reek with this reality. Let it be as much yours as skin is to the body. He, being in the form of God, being in the mode of actuality that God chooses for representation of himself, he, being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Now, as we look down the various things in verses 7, 8, and 9, let's list them. 8 steps of willing humiliation. 1, he left the form of God. The mode of impact of majesty, which is natural to him, being who he is. He left that. 2, he made himself of no reputation. Reputation is a very useful thing. You walk into a bank, into a grocery store, into a chemist, you're known. You don't have to go through this and that. Hello, Mr. So-and-so, or Mrs. So-and-so, or whatever it is. Your reputation goes before you. Although he has a very good reputation. Has he? Oh, you can trust him. Oh, that's good. Thank you for telling me. Reputation is a tremendous thing, plus or minus. He let it go. You don't have much reputation when you're born in a manger. He took the form of a bondservant. That's Smith, isn't he? He's got a big household, has he? Well, he got 6 slaves. He bought them at the market, did he? Yeah, well, that's a part of his entourage. A great man, Smith. Who's that shadowy figure of? Oh, one of the slaves. Made himself a bondservant. Someone having to go through the biological, physiological, psychological forms and norms, like pinches in the shoes, as it were. Coming in the likeness of men. In the likeness of men! When you can have a broken nose, you can have tinea, you can have appendicitis, you can be faint, you can perspire and collapse. In the form of a man, they die. Yeah, well, that was the next stage. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Now, death, I mean, this is pretty final. This world has nothing more to offer. Bye-bye. No. It has to come here. Bye-bye, Mr. Smith. Well, they mightn't treat it quite like that, but it might be worse. Death. There are different types of death. This is our honored brother. And long have we enjoyed his... No, not that. Not that sort of death. Cross. What's that mean? It means you're an absolute scoundrel. That's what it means. It means that you deserve to die with pain, pangs, and patience. That's what it means. It means you deserve to die stripped. A gazable object for the curious. Like the fires in the days of the Inquisition when bodies were burnt slowly. So these were the various stages of humiliation. I want this morning to compare this to something else, utterly different. but so that the point of similarity may stick. I want to look at some steps in World War II whereby the slaughter of pilots going in slow bombers without fighter escorts because it was too far and they had to turn back or they'd run out of petrol. I want to go through steps until it was made sufficient for the case and they could accompany them. First, there was the Spitfire. For protecting the realm, the United Kingdom itself, marvellous. Something that had come through some inspiration in some earlier sporting event, not too much earlier. The Spitfire was ready-made, to hand, could be manufactured, just in time, just enough. And pilots, maybe from Cambridge, universities, wherever, semi-prepared, therefore, maybe some of them, going up twice in one day. They had to. Who else? Then there came the bombing of Europe when the tide was beginning to turn. They sent in flying fortresses with, if I remember correctly, a cruising speed of about 180 miles per hour. A top speed of maybe 220. And Messerschmitts with perhaps 400. And when the fighter escort couldn't continue because they ran out of petrol and had to get back home, sitting ducks. Go through a combination of Messerschmitts at 400 odd miles an hour and batteries making almost a carpet of bullets. They went down in their hundreds. So they took action slowly over time. Not that they didn't try hard, no. But the other people were dying hard. And so then they got bombers to try and destroy the power of Europe to attack and persecute and do a sort of secular inquisition on its people. The Lancaster bomber came up. It was a bit faster, 287. Maximum speed, how marvellous. Huge amount of bombs spent, yes. But going for hundreds of miles without protection, 200 or something. Fighters, 400 or something. It went on, and sometimes the likelihood of coming back might be a half, two-thirds. You can go up several times a week, perhaps. And then the Supermarine Spitfire, extra tanks, they could go, yes, they went. Ah, protection. Now power. Now they were going to deal with the humiliating tortures inflicted on mind and body by the Nazis. Then, brilliant cooperation is the sense of brotherly love in a military manner. America wasn't being bombed. America didn't have German bombers coming over it. America could manufacture to its heart's content. So they look at a few little things in the Spitfire. They improve the thing into a P-51B Mustang fighter. Mustang, plenty of petrol was coming, I suppose, from America not least. And the fighters could be sent, and these were brilliant fighters. Then they had a big week in which they smashed the good deal of the industrial capacity of Europe just in time for D-Day in 1944. The thing went further as they did every last thing. They sent the production of the Mustangs, which was the absolute latest, using a Rolls-Royce Merlin engine under license from Britain. So America, which was not subject to bombing, was able to do this. And the result was scores and hundreds of inches, if I say. We leave the comparison. The thing had to be done thoroughly or it did not work. The same applied to the coming of Christ to earth. It had to be done thoroughly or it wouldn't work. There are a number of things that could have been done. He could have come and set a personal example. Do it like this. No, not like that. Let me show you. He could have come as an encouraging presence. Oh, it's great to have the Christ down here. It's great to see how God works. It really encourages you to see that things can be done. He could have come with just the sense of a proof of participation. I'll come down and be amongst you. I'll show you I can suffer like you. You may not understand, but trust me. Could have done that. And as to that, look at Isaiah 63:9. He could have said, in all their affliction, I was afflicted. The way it's written, in all their affliction, he was afflicted. As Israel went through all its various problems and pains and pangs and distresses, he was with them in heart. You can't reduce the value. You can't reduce the solution. It doesn't work, as with the planes I explained in detail to bring home to you, all the elements that have to come down with him and he has to do. Well, he could have said, well, look, I'll just come down and then you'll realize in all your affliction, I am afflicted too. I have to handle this. He could have said that, but it wouldn't have been enough. Let me read to you for a moment from Hebrews chapter 2. Inasmuch then, 2:14, as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him. When Christ had paid the penalty of death, the devil no longer had any opportunity to say, look at John Smith. If ever there was a hypocrite, that's he. The things that he's done, and here you still have communication with him. This is outrageous. I will not stand for this. I accuse. The devil is called in the Bible the accuser of the brethren. When Christ died, he took away any possible claim. Christ says, yes, I died for him. What's the problem? That through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Resurrection is there, see it? Good. If you're a man of straight heart, a woman, a child, there's the resurrection, there's the evidence, there's what happened, there's what God did, there's what gripped the earth, there's what took over the dating system of the nations. He didn't give aid to angels, but he gave it to the children of Abraham, for example. Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren. He had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest. Another aspect. I have felt it. I know. I am fully aware. I have personally experienced what you are going through, to the extent, of course, that it is not an immediate correspondence with sin. In things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. From that he himself has suffered being tempted, he's able to aid those who are tempted. No, he has to go further than all of that. Could he just come and institute a high profile king? Give them a king, give them a rule, give them majesty, give them help, give them a political example, an international power and persuasion. Really look incredible. And cover the gap they have, the political gap and the personal gap. Here's some bon bon to any question. No. When he had fed them and it seemed that here was cheap bread. Marvelous miracles. Anything to catch up if you have anything missing, like a bit of food when you're following a great teacher. They wanted to make him king. Goes up and prays. Not that sort of a king. That's not what you need. It's no use trying to drive on with courage and character in a car which has been ruined by flames. You've got to have a new thing altogether. You've got to have hearts that are manageable, inspectable, radically changeable. You've got to change the people that are ruled, whether in spirit or in body or anything else. Without that, not enough. Total failure. Like the flying fortresses. 180 cruising speed. Shut down. Shut up. Occupants turned into spiritual coffin inhabitants. And so, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who took all these steps of humiliation, which we've been able to illustrate in a very different setting, to show the utter essential character of all being done, and that nothing less would have been enough. He had to bear the sin, one. He had to bear the death that destroys any satanic claim or any claim on the part of justice, or else, are you just? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? From the accuser of the brethren, the devil. He had to institute the resurrection to call the grave, the preliminary to the exhibition of a skull. You go through that, destroy this temple, this body, they experience, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. Faith as a man. Everything concentrated. Victory totally essential. Could be no delays either. In 3 days, no possibility of something fussed up. 3 days. 4 or 2? Nope. Fraud. Falsity. Can't you speak the truth? How can you say you know? But no. 3 it was to be, and 3 it was. That was a huge challenge. He had to bear the sin. He had to bear the death that destroys claim of justice. He had to institute the resurrection. And Hebrews 7, let's have a look at the 25-26. There's something else too. Therefore he is able to save to the uttermost the continuity of the control of events, so that those who are redeemed will actually arrive. We've seen that in Romans 8, we've seen that in Romans 5, we've seen it in John 10, but we have also to see it in history. Therefore he is able to save to the uttermost. He's active, he's engaged, he's using his power to keep that which is committed to him against that day. As Paul says, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded he is able to keep what I have committed to him against that day. Save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. His participation is many-sided. It is more than an important trip. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy. Always remember that these words are marvelous. He's holy. He's harmless. He's undefiled. He's separate from sinners. And has become higher than the heavens. He doesn't need to offer up offerings. He's offered up himself. So we've looked at what would not have been enough? And we've looked at what was enough. In fact, in Philippians, it goes on in 2:9 to mention the addition of the things which in his excursion were denied, the things which were aspects of both humiliation and ignominy. Therefore God has highly exalted him. Now here come the pluses. Given him a name which is above every name. There is no name like that of Jesus Christ. For integrity, for honesty, for impact, for help, for the supernatural. Bands of miracles. If it had been the opposite, it would have been a total ravaging. But then the miracles is a total restoration. A name which is above every name. Where he is, integrity, power, supernatural beauty of holiness. Where he is, the power to act without limit. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Majesty. Submission. But not submission in ignominy, but submission to that which adorns the recipients with honor. So that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. Sovereignty is now manifest and universal. What doesn't fit isn't there. So there is submission granted. Now he does rule. And he brings glory to his Father, the name of Jesus, verse 10, every tongue, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on the earth, and under the earth, a designation of those under judgment, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father, and that brings glory back to the Father who sent him. Beyond comparison, therefore, in name, in authority, in submission, that he showed and now gains, bringing glory to the Father and bringing order to disorder. The resurrection was a primary example. The smiting of sin being paid for in full, account paid in full. The glory of the resurrection follows. He has to bring order into disorder. The flesh still dies. Order of the eminence of the creation. Look at the creation. Billions of types of things. In families, yes. Loads of similar and dissimilar methods to achieve similar results. Brimming with originality. Crushing with creativity. Sand particles, almost without number. Astronomical particles, almost without number. Biological particles, almost without number. Everything controlled, organized. But what is disorganized is death. Deceit. Disaster. Because of sin. Wars. Millions of people dying in this war and in that war, and he's going to gnaw into the Ukraine, or somebody's going to do something else, and millions can die happily, as far as the aggressors are concerned, because of honor, because of power, because of glory. Glory must not be given to man. Seeking it is one of the main reasons for mass murders, such as are leading to a couple of million killed in Cambodia, and so many here, and so many there. Add a few here, add a few there. How many from Stalin? Some say 30 million. How many from Mayo? Some say 30 million. Just a few million. They have ideas, big ideas, and it seems very little hearts. At least that is the entire testimony that one can find. So there's going to be giving order to disorder. What's that going to do with Philippians? This, in Philippians 3, our citizen, 3:20, our citizenship is in heaven. I'm glad to be a citizen of heaven. I've been working in 4 different countries. It's lovely to know I have a permanent citizenship in heaven. And so has every Christian who has received Christ with his in full contribution, from whom we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Americans made a fantastic fighter using Rolls-Royce engines. This really made a difference. We have this fantastic fighter, Jesus Christ. That makes all the difference. We eagerly wait. We are confident and assured for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, which comes not from a natural superiority, but from a supernatural preeminence who will transform. I like the idea of transforming. You see it after a bushfire to some extent, but the gum trees especially, when after 5, 6, 7 years, it's beginning to look fine again, who will transform our lowly body. Yes, sinners brought an awful lot of difficulties to the massive and magnificent complexities which are generated into our bodies from birth and which operate in ways which confound even now the mathematicians who cannot even solve that aspect, though they're improving continually as they find the laws and the wonders enshrined in this multiply, intimately interrelated body, who will transform our lowly body that may be conformed to his glorious body. A new sort of thing. Why not? Look at all the new sorts of things which came splashing into the universe when God created life. So, when he creates eternal life in its format, splashing also will come all the things. I'm just thrilled at the thought that all that came into creation now comes into creation of a new look, a new world, with the same God, the same solution, the incomparable problem with the incomparable answer or solution. We now have a moment to glance at this aspect. Firstly, we've looked at the aerial comparison, then we've looked at what is beyond comparison, and now we're looking at therefore. As we work out our salvation, Philippians 2:12, in fear and trembling, let us be, I like this word, Philippians 4:1, therefore my brethren, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast, be steadfast, stand fast in the Lord. Stand fast. Consider Jonathan and his armor bearer when they were challenged by the Philistines with an army, and they ran up, and as two in a special spot imparted a tremendous slaughter on the Philistines. Remember Daniel and his prayer. When no man made prayer to any god but to this one with the statue. Otherwise lions, what does Daniel do? One, he keeps doing it. Two, he does it in an upstairs spot where he can be seen. Three, he leaves it open and visible. In nothing terrified by the adversary, we are told. In nothing terrified by the adversary. Glorify God. When they see that you're not terrified, they begin to think of what's wrong with them. You are doing a work by not being terrified. So wait upon the Lord. Consider, therefore, don't skimp. Must go, that's one reason I've chosen the aeroplane illustration. You've got to go through every step, and otherwise it does not work. You have to receive Christ as a worker who did all those works and understand, and therefore know that glory is a certainty in our circuit of salvation, as in Romans 8:29 and following. Remember Joseph, he was in prison. His brothers had betrayed him. He'd been sold to slave drivers. He'd managed by huge self-discipline to become an overseer in somebody's household. The woman wants to seduce him. He won't have a bit of it. She wrongly accuses him. He goes to prison as an immoral idiot that didn't know when he was on a good thing. People come from the court. They're in prison. They share. They hear his story. They're going to help him, but they don't. And his feet are hurt with manacles. What about it, Joseph? What about it? God brings about a situation where somebody at last, when the Pharaoh has a particular sort of dream, needs an interpreter. They hear about the dreams that were interpreted by Daniel, his power to interpret dreams. His name is mentioned. The case is severe. He's brought in quickly to interpret the king's dream. Must. Who? Given this amazing platform, interprets it correctly and becomes the leading ruler under Pharaoh in Egypt. But he could have moaned and whined and whimpered. He could have held back, but he didn't. Consider Joseph, David, Daniel. Consider the whole church we have to pray for, the whole Christian church which believes the Lord of the book and the Lord of salvation and his resurrection. Philippians 2, we'll finish with these verses. 2. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, 1:27 here. So that whether I come and see you, or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. But I rejoiced, 4:10, in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned, in whatever state I am, to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. In fact, there is a strengthening source of patience and prevailing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and we have to watch the dual danger. You can do all things through you who strengthens you. Self-belief, they call it. And I can't do all things, even through Christ who strengthens me. The two negatives. If he sets you to it, you can do it. It's as simple as that. It is a magnificent opportunity when it happens, and it is a staggering intimacy that you gain as you do it and are true to it. So these things are the therefore, the result of the incomparable solution to the incomparable problem. And Paul says, that I may be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is of faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, which he goes on to say, who will transform our lowly body, the new creation, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Amen. Our Father, we thank thee for the power of God, for its illustration in the miracles and resurrection of Christ, and through history in the events that you have wrought for your church in the midst of the pandemonium which the devil likes to set up in those who are only too willing to sin. We thank thee that you have the last word and the first word, that it is all of God who strengthens the godly, helps the righteous, leads the weak, empowers those who are meager, and gives direction to those facing insoluble seeming problems. As we look at the incomparable solution to the incomparable problem and say, thank you.